完全都为自己的责任痛心，那回
我忘了，
这会儿就关了。
可不是，
就是那个，我一直在那。
Again, it comes down to have to be a member. Each member seeking to be a nominee shall submit
The 5-member nominating signatures provided by the local election supervisor, a statement of whether you're blah blah blah, which is running as a exclusive sponsor or staff delegate, a written statement of up to 500 words, and it should have been distributed. A statement acknowledging that you bought a registered candidate, and all these things have to be. But it comes down to you, it has to be a member.
Where did it say that?
That each member shall be seeking the nominee shall submit.
And where's the evidence that Khalid's not a member?
Well, I believe that, as of Khalid's membership was September through September, he became a member, he was eligible to run, in a certain place.
How did you find that out?
I'm answering the issue right now. And that membership expired in September, and I heard that from...
How do you know that?
No. I'll reach out and look into it, and ask Terry Goodman. As of this week, he was not a member, and therefore he's not continued to be a member. Since he's not continued to be a member, he's not a member for the purpose of this bylaw, and therefore he's now here.
He was not aware of
it. I accepted the objection.
And he's paid now.
Chair, you asked for objections from the public, but I already
recognized.
Well, the point is that the Article 10, Section 10 of Article 4 says you have to continue to be eligible. Eligibility means you have to be a member. You have to continue to be a member. He has not continued to be a member. His membership has lasted by 6 months. Therefore, he is not a member, and therefore, his eligibility is half-handed, and therefore, goes to the next person in line.
Foundation of power, led by one of the members here, who also happens to serve as executive director. The fact that membership information was shared by a late member of that member who's on the board, the fact that the chair was directed to look into these matters, that Alan Rex went directly to Terry Guy, who's the subscription person, just to find out in the interest of this lady as to who is next, did not share that information, which I believe is somewhat confidential. So if you have a possible violation of confidentiality. I'm willing to answer this question. It is obvious that John Wenger has an interest. The doctor that Lee Adler also has an interest in defeating him. I saw him listen to you, the challenge. The fact that the fact that Chris Conlon was listening to the take objections to the public after we had made the decision to seek what has been in order for your decision to be challenged, I think that should have been in order before taking any public suggestions. The fact is that most of you do not understand what it is to be black or brown man in America. And it's a genuine circumstance that, and the hardship that people face. Okay. The fact that this is really about consolidation of power, it has to stop because I will start exposing people in regard to the way they are trying to consolidate power.
I have my hands before anybody else.
Before we go on, in terms of all, in terms of going to say, why don't we ask Khalil what he has to say, if anything, about this, its factuality, or its development, or anything else? Why not?
Good idea.
Okay.
Yes, I would, and I would like if it's okay with the board for
the reference by the new board members to be addressed first. So that way, if there's any more out there, I can address all.
Please, you know, before I start to talk, all the members have to respect the chair. I try to raise my hand. You people in trouble. You do it, I'm going to do it too. Let's respect the chair first. I want to see the hand. Is it clear?
Is it clear to you?
Yes.
All right.
It's clear all the time.
Clear everybody in the
chair. Okay. Khalid is a good standing member, and he has to be, you know, seated here. If you're anybody is going to reject it, I'm going to walk out. And this is my objection. This is clear racism.
Yes.
You understand that it's racist, you know, to stand up that the person has a good standing position with TPFA wants to reject it. I don't tolerate that. It's clear or not, I walk out and I'm not going to come back anymore.
We have to accept that people are connected in line. When you become a member of the board, you're going to sit here for 3 hours, and by the end of that meeting, you will put in 3 hours of volunteer time for the station. So if he sits on any committee, if he does anything with the station, he's already a member, and it shouldn't be an issue. But the fact is that if you were a member, when you ran, then you were a member. You know, as long as, in other words, yeah, he did it. He was disqualified. Because it turned out he wasn't a member. But that would be because the due diligence work done at the time. If someone wanted to make any challenges, it kind of would have been really elected. But this time, I'm sure it would be invited to the office.
Okay. Any member of this board could be currently lapsed if there's no profit to determine that I, for instance, have paid my dues within the last 12 months, so I can be unseated if I haven't as well. So Khalid was paid up as a member at the time he was certified during the election. And if, we don't know, but if he has left between now and then, how would you have known it otherwise? You wouldn't have known it otherwise. Any of us would have left.
Okay,
and I also paid $25 as soon as there was a question about it. So his membership is now current because you received the $25 check, correct?
Correct.
The only reason I paid it is because I had a check and Khalid did not.
What limit do you want to look at?
Yeah, I want to say I'm absolutely appalled that a member of this LSD is going through the subscription records checking people out. Whether it's a member of this LSD or a member of Pacifica in general, the idea that an LSD member would abuse their seat in that way is just stunning to me. We have 3, 4, 5 members of the public out here. I'm sure some of them at least are a little stunned at the idea that anyone at this table can go check you out with Terry Guy, apparently. I want to know how that happened, and I want to know who authorized that.
That's fine, right? And then a first expression amount.
Okay, first of all.
Okay, first name.
Yes, yeah, great.
Okay. I think that. I'm speaking as an LSC member. I think that the will of the membership in placing Colleen above John Langer and all other alternate colleagues should take precedence over because he was elected, because he was a member in good standing, when the election took place, that would take precedence over a minor deficiency of his membership having been lapsed, especially if he's more than willing to make up for that deficiency. So I move that, and weighing all the different factors in the bylaws, and that the paramount factor should be the will of the listeners to consider the most important. That Khalil remains seated on the board. Remains seated on the board. If John Lanker has any further desire to bring this up, that his complaints or challenges should be taken up by the governance committee.
I'm going to ask the staff. That's all. And then all we did was relay that information to the government committee members. Secondly, the ridiculous charge of racism.
Not all the government
committees. Can I tell you what you mean? Okay, this gentleman, Khalid is my middle name. I'm a Middle Easterner. I didn't know if he was black or Middle Eastern. I have absolutely no conjecture of this individual, and I welcome him to the board. My actions were just merely a request. I'm not trying to sway this any way or another. Absolutely not. I'm just responding to this accusation of racism. My interaction and Johnson's interaction in this was merely a request to find out public information if someone is a member. That's all I did, and I encourage us to take a gracious motion to seat this gentleman because it seems to be the will of this board.
Let's go through the rest of the staff. I'm going to speak next, then
This agenda item, the way past time for this agenda item, Jonas Colton question, I think that if we want to extend time, it takes 2/3 of vote. What is the motion?
The board is going to make it. Yes, repeating my previous point, with no obligation on his part, I want to have to hear from him on this. He doesn't have to speak for it. It would save all of the discussions today.
I'm not wanting to answer my comments.
Point of order. The question has been called. There's no reason for him to speak because the motion speaks him.
Now, I would like to go ahead and take a vote on this and move on.
Could you read the motion?
No problem. Would you agree to do this?
Okay, the motion is that because the will of the membership should take precedence over other minor factors, and because Colleen Alwyn was a member who was standing at the time of the election, and as he is the best alternate for this board, that he be seated without further delay.
Point of order. The motion is out of order. Members are automatically seated, not seated at the will of the body. Only a motion to unseat a member can be entertained by this body.
Okay, now, are there any objections to
Well, if there is no motion on the table and the motion is out of order, then the calling of the question is irrelevant.
So the point of order is the chair to rule whether the motion is in order or not. If you can go over rule, it's the same as chair. If you give them a place at that game, let's play it right. Otherwise, that's not good at all.
Right.
A small motion is out of order.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he just declared it out of order.
I declared it out of order. And if there's no objection, I would like to see this.
I think Chair Clay is part of us to do that.
All right, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
The they can go to any group or any of the secretary has invited one of the people who responded to our announcement, and apparently she said she'd be here, but she isn't here, so, and I have a volunteer secretary. And now I'm going to say,
Thank you. Secretary of the Board.
Abstention.
Discussion. Is it Secretary of the Calendar?
One central, one opposed, all of us opposed.
How many do we have now?
I'm counting.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are people simply saying, I request a student absence, or are they giving a reason?
No, a lot of them request a student absence.
Her reason was you went on the
Yeah, but that's not what we did in governance because we have a short meeting.
the chair. Everybody gets an answer.
Governance doesn't decide.
Well, that's what we've decided. So
yeah, but this is the LSU.
Well, then they can do something else.
Then I'm going to try and move it.
Second.
So
I move that we strip the IED report out of there. The IED report, I believe, is already written. It can be sent out to anybody who wants to see it. I know that she has talked to other local boards, so we are not privileged to this information all by ourselves. So I move that we strike out the policy of the IED report and do the PNB report so we can move on.
That needs
for 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes.
Thank you.
I'm going to strike item 4E from the open session. National Review of Personnel Committee report to be given in closed session. Anyone second?
Can you repeat that, please?
I'm going to strike item 4E. Management use personnel committee reports to the closed session. I'm going to remove it.
Second.
But so there's no report from the personnel committee at all?
That's the same committee, national committee, personnel.
Well, is there something activity reported in open session? Like that?
There is one more statement we can agree with if you want. It's very brief. So your objection to moving it out.
Right. It should be a public statement to the body and not dealing with any of the public material. Can we change the agenda then to say personnel committee report? I'm going to take the advisory committee report.
Quinn.
The manager.
Change the agenda.
Is the statement appropriate for open session?
No,
I'd like to make a motion to change 4E to read personnel committee instead of management review.
Okay.
It's a committee report section, right? And there's no personnel committee stated under 4.
Personnel committee.
And there's no management committee. And that committee report that you're talking about? That should say resulting in being raised at LSB meetings with no mechanism for resolution and or monitoring, And whereas the LSC has passed motions regarding training programs that have had no mechanism for monitoring the progress of these programs, therefore be it resolved the Management Review Committee be dissolved and that a Personnel Committee be formed in its place to fill the following functions. This was a resolution passed by this body on January 6, 2007. The committee itself does not have the right to redefine its name or function. These were determined by this body 2 years ago. I challenge the rule of the chair.
There is a rule. I have a rule.
Yeah, there was. Yes, he wrote
me. Yeah,
so, one of the two is and the chair has the record story.
Change its name.
What did I just say? Are you
listening? You're out of order.
I,
Oh, yes. We're not changing the name.
This needs to change on the agenda to say 4E, Personnel Committee Report.
I'm going to take a count.
So, you want to go?
I didn't get my name.
Tom Cole?
Oh, yes. Cole, please.
I didn't get my name.
So you just pay, and we're voting on whether to, it comes down to the debate of whether to, on the agenda we have the management committee on the agenda, and there was objection to that. Now we change it back to keep personnel committee on the, as is on the agenda. And we're taking the vote on that. We're leaving the name of the committee as the personnel committee.
Actually, that's only about half.
Yeah.
Just a point of information, Chair.
Yeah.
The motion I understand is blocked by Steve under order with five. Who is Steve? And I'm trying to recall.
I have it blocked.
Well, I had it. Okay, so you mean you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I want to be sure of. Thank
chair.
You.
Thank you.
All right, I'm the chair. Okay, thank you.
What is article?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, this is minor film errors. The idea of Charlie's name itself, LaVon, L-A, capital V-A-R-N. And Dan Siegel's name, his last name is spelled F-I-E-G-E-L, not A-L. And in the next sentence, it should say the outside auditor's report with an apostrophe between the R and the S and auditor. There are other typos. Can you just submit these to the Secretary of Correction instead of okay. I don't understand the next sentence after that, after the audit sentence. There's a motion to memorialize all past legal motions and decisions.
No, yeah, but they were.
What
does
that mean?
No, no. It was a motion that I, that one of the motions I brought that we should have all of our legal and financial, what do I want to say here? Opinions by our lawyers and accountants. Memorialize them to a bare death so we know what the heck they're talking about. The motion was tabled, that's all.
Okay.
Okay?
Any other corrections for the minutes?
I suggest that all members send the secretary any typos.
Let me all the discussion and all the corrections of the minutes. And Dr. Hess, I'll make sure that there's a body of the room.
I'd like to thank Doug Barnett for getting that in the last meeting for
you. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
different. Now I'm going to read the results for that meeting. For the PMD Audit Committee, Dave Adelson elected first round, Donna Warren elected second round, Linda Sutton defeated second round, who's the first alternate, Leslie Radford defeated second round, second round. PMD Elections Committee, Tracy Lawkins elected fourth round, Rochelle Malacca elected fifth round, Dan Goodman defeated fifth round, first alternate, Israel Foyer defeated third round, second alternate, Ian Johnstone defeated second round, third alternate. Everybody ready to all that stuff? PMD Governor's Committee, Senator Goff elected first round, Chris Conklin elected third round, Israel Foyer defeated third round, first alternate, Tina Juarez defeated first round, second alternate, PMD Programming Committee, Linda Sutton elected fifth round, Ian Johnson elected sixth round, Colonel Block defeated sixth round, first alternate. Israel Foyer defeated fourth round, second alternate. Chris Conklin defeated third round, third alternate. Margaret Prescott defeated second round, fourth alternate. PNB Technology Committee, Johnson Alexander elected first round. Alibetta elected first round. No alternate. Committee of Inclusion, non-director LG members, Those four, that's the fifth round. The Pino Ward, that's the sixth round. Mr. Dawkins defeated sixth round. This alternate. Kevin Ruff defeated second round. Second alternate. Albert Prescott defeated last first round, who's the third alternate. Committee of Inclusion, the rest of the members, Leslie Bradford elected first round, Rico Ross defeated first round, alternate. Non-identification of non-elected candidates as alternate. And the SCB and IRB elections was approved by the LSC before voting occurred. And I certify the vote results as an accurate tally of the ballots received at the KDFC LLC meeting of February 17, 2008. Very good in the election.
I'd like to thank Mary Gooden for facilitating the election.
I move to accept the election results of the Senate.
Second. Any objections? Leslie?
Yes, sir.
Somebody asked me if you had resigned from the committee of inclusion. Is that?
No, that is not correct.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I resigned from the National Elections Committee and from the National Archives Committee. I resigned from the local personnel. Actually, I didn't sign up from the local personnel.
I would like to strongly suggest that Lamont Yakey be allowed to be. I don't know, Terry, do you know if the task forces, the facility task force, and the archive task force, Leslie, you might know this. Are they open to membership, or are they, do the membership have to be noted?
Yes.
They're open. I would strongly encourage you, Lamont, to go on the archive task
force. I'll accept the nomination.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As directors,
you know, I'm not a conflict.
It's already noted in the record that he was on.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, you know that in the
election. It's not an automatic process for a director seat. For a listing for a seat among the OSC, where we have automatic successors, it is an automatic process. But I believe what we're talking about here was a director seat from
the director seat. That is correct.
So it's only open to directors, and they have to volunteer to move up.
Right. We did that sign up sheet at the NDA meeting, not in the election here.
Okay.